All right, good morning, everyone. Most of you are going to be very famous soon because I took a selfie of some of the audience and we'll post it on everything. So if you reach rockstar status, you can thank me for it. How many of you guys have heard of Parallels before? Just for whatever reason. Okay. How many of you guys in the room are a consultant? You actually work with end users. All right, so about 8 or 9 of you. And are the rest actual end-user customers? Is that the assumption? Yeah? So how many of the consultants are already working with clients that have Macs or are thinking about bringing Macs? A few of you? So the guys that are not consultants, how many of you guys already have Macs in your environment? Okay? All right. So hopefully, even if you heard about Parallels before, I'll be able to tell you something new and different. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about our business solutions. Obviously, the main one I'll talk about is our plugin for SCCM, and I'll talk about that for sure. To start, I just wanted to... These are the main four solutions we have from the business side. I'll start from the bottom. About 4 or 5 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, we acquired a company called 2X. And the main software that they have, it's called RAS, or Remote Application Server. And at a very high level, is the ability of deploying any applications to any device at any time, anywhere in the world. So think about a kind of a connection broker, a low-cost alternative to a solution like a Citrix, Zendesk stuff, basically. If you want more information on the solutions at the bottom, come to me afterwards, stop by the booth, get you in contact. We're integrating the companies right now, so really there's a whole separate, you know, sales and marketing and engineering force that we're starting to integrate, but more than happy to get you connected with the right person if those are technologies that you're interested in. Desktop for Mac is what we're known for, right? About, 9 years ago, Apple went to the Intel platform, and we were the first ones to market to be able to run Windows on a Mac simultaneously. We've been doing it forever. We are the number one solution. That's how we pay our bills every month, right, with that product. It's what we sell the most of. About 5 years ago or so, we came out what we used to call an enterprise edition. Now we call it business edition. It's the same software. Basically, and I'll talk about it later in more details, but that, if you haven't heard about the business edition, anytime you're deploying more than 5 installations of Desktop for Mac in any environment, institution, a corporate, whatever type of end user, they need to be on the business edition. It used to be our limit used to be 10. We're down now to 5. But I'll tell you what's different in it and the reasons why you may consider. If that's something that you need as a customer or you're talking to your customers about it as a consultant, the business edition is really... there are reasons for it, and we'll go through it. I'll spend most of my time talking about Parallels Mac Management, and that's the plugin that we have for SCCM and the reason why we're here in System Center Universe, Europe. So the plugin, it's about 2.5 years ago old, and last year, anybody went to TechEd in Houston? Last year is like mid-year, okay. At that point, it was about 1.5 years old. And we actually won a Best of Show award. So we're very proud of it, very excited. When I go through what the plugin does and how it works, hopefully it'll click with some of you, right? So it is a perfect solution for certain scenarios that makes a lot of sense. So we won Best of Show, very proud of that. And when we start developing, the product's been in development for about 3.5 years. It's been in the market for 2.5. But from the beginning, our goal was to really fully integrate with SCCM. We're not in the business of creating a management console, something outside of SCCM that needs to be deployed and managed and maintained. We do everything inside of the SCCM infrastructure, 100%. And here are the main functionality that we have today in our plugin for Mac management. Okay, so think about SCCM, very robust. You can do a million things to manage PCs and Windows servers. With Mac management, we take care of the big, most important functionality needed, as well as we'll continue to add to it. And I want to walk you through, guys, each one of them in more detail. The plugin, we try to keep it as simple as possible and as lightweight as possible so it doesn't put a big task on your infrastructure or your network. There's a few components. First, it's a proxy service. And that's just a service that runs in the background in your SCCM infrastructure. And that proxy service communicates directly with our Mac client. So we have a proprietary agent that needs to be installed in every Mac, separate from the Microsoft native Mac management agent. And the proxy service communicates with the agent, and that's how everything gets passed back and forth between the two. And we also obviously add some console extensions to SCCM. So when I do the demo, you'll see our logo or our name in many places inside of the SCCM console, and that's things we added. And optional, it's not here, we also have a netboot service that you can install in your infrastructure if you want to do disk imaging for your Macs via SCCM. So it's similar to Pixieboot, but it's the Apple technology to be able to do disk imaging. We bring that into your network so you don't have to have an OS X server running in your network in order to be able to do the imaging. So with our plugin, you can scan your network automatically, basically. In order to do it on an automated basis, you do have to have SSH checked or enabled on the Macs. And the goal here is that with our discovery process, you can set it up on a schedule. Currently, you can discover by boundary groups that you already have set up in SCCM. You can also do it by subnets. Next version is currently scheduled for the end of this year. You'll be able to do Active Directory discovery as well. So we'll give you a couple different options. And you can automate also the installation of our agent. So you don't have to manually install our agent or enroll them into a SCCM. So during the discovery process, if you have an administrative account on the enter into the discovery process, then that happens automatically, and you don't have to worry about it. You can always enroll manually, but there's a way to do it automatically. So once you install the agent, enroll them into SCCM, now we start treating the Macs very similar to the way PCs are treated. So we start grabbing all the hardware and software inventory information. Something I'll try to, as I go through, talk about the differences between what you can do natively for Mac management via SCCM versus our plugin. So obviously, hardware and software inventory, you could do that natively. We do the same thing as well. And we just bring that entire information into the SCCM SQL databases. We don't modify your schema of your database. We don't add any new tables for the hardware and software inventory information. We don't add any columns or anything. So it's in the same place where the PC information is at. So any reports, any data that you need, it's all in the same place. So you can either leverage the reports you already have or create your own custom reports. And it's just an example, the fact that if you pull a report with all the computer systems and you don't put any conditions, that takes out the OS X, does show up in those reports as well. Obviously, with that information, you can create any device collections that you want based on certain criteria. By default, we create an all Mac OS X systems. So when we scan the network, any computers that we find are a Mac, and if we auto enroll them into SCCM, they're going to show up on their all Mac OS X systems device collection that we create automatically when you install our plugin. Anything that it's a Mac, but we can't install the agent, it shows up as an IP address. So you know, hey, here's some Macs that the agent wasn't installed on, but they're Macs, you need to go figure out, get them installed manually or why it wasn't installed. On the Mac side, we have a widget under systems preferences that basically, that's how you know if you wanted to check on a Mac to see was it installed, et cetera, you can always click the connect button just to see if it's connected to SCCM, if it's working properly. So once you have enrolled into SCCM and it's time to start managing the Macs, you can start doing similar to group policies, GPOs on the PC side. On the Apple world, it's configuration profiles. So if you're familiar with an OS X server configuration profile editor, it kind of looks like that on that image. This is a GUI we we created inside of SCCM, so it's a lot easier. In the native Mac management functionality available in SCCM, you have to know the plist location, the data type, the data value, if you want to change the settings. So you're, it's like almost lightweight scripting, if you will. We take all that hard work away, and we create this very easy-to-use GUI that has about 9 payloads right now. You know, you can set up a passcode policy. You can set up your Exchange accounts. You can deploy some certificates. You can set up your network for Wi-Fi or wired. Those are the ones that are available today. We continue to add. I think an OS X server profile editor has about 20 or so payloads, all the settings that you can change on a Mac. If you need a payload that's not available in our GUI, you can always use an OS X server, set up whatever payload you need out of all the ones available, and then you can export that as a mobile config file and bring it through our plugin. So if it's not available here, you can still be able to very easily create a configuration profile for whatever settings you want to change and be able to deploy it through our plugin into the Mac. Once you create the configuration profiles, the rest of the workflow is native in SCCM. It's you create a configuration baseline, you add a configuration item to the baseline, you deploy it to a collection of Macs. So we try to leverage as much of the native workflow in SCCM. So if you know SCCM and you're managing PCs, getting to know how to manage Macs via SCCM with our plugin is very straightforward. Another important item that a lot of our customers are using our plugin for is disk encryption, right? So File Vault, similar to BitLocker. We give you the ability of choosing if you want to have a master institutional key, so one key, one recovery key for all Macs, or you can choose the personal recovery key option. If you choose personal recovery key option, we do create a small SQL data satellite SQL database in your infrastructure just to escrow the keys on your behalf. And then you can, through our GUI, you can actually recover those keys at any time. You can also deploy software. By the way, FileVault encryption not available in native SCCM Mac management. Software deployment obviously is available in native SCCM. However, there's a couple differences. We do support the both models to deploying software, application and packages deployment model. Native SCCM only supports the application model. With the application deployment model, you do have to convert the apps. You have to take a DMG or a PKG, use a CMAP util process, and get them into the CMAC format so that SCCM can recognize it as an application and deploy it. With native, you have to go through a whole process, and you still have to you can install the applications basically directly into the Mac. With our plugin, we give you the ability of making the applications optional because we have a small applications that we install in the Macs during the when you install the agent. That's an application portal, very similar to Software Center. So you can actually make the applications available or optional for your users. So they go to our application portal, they choose the applications they want installed, update or remove from the portal on their own. Even if they're not administrators on their Macs, they're able to do that. We also support a package deployment model, which is the easiest way. If you need to deploy software into a Mac silently, and you don't want the users to choose if they want it or not, you don't have to repackage anything. You can take a PKG, a DMG, a shell script, a flat file, anything that you want to install in a Mac, and put it through the packages deployment model that is native workflow. And I'll show you in the demo. It's just the only difference is in the one step where you're, if you're going to deploy a package to a PC, you point to the installation file, if you will, the ISO or the installation of a file for the PC application. In there, you have to actually put a small script. That we have a KB article explains the syntax of the script, but pretty straightforward. So it's a lot of it. It's fairly close to native workflow. This is what the application portal looks like, and that's a small application. Like I said, we install in every Mac when our client or agent is installed. Another important item is doing OS X images, something that the native Mac management doesn't provide in SCCM. So we like I mentioned, you can optionally install a NetBoot server, and it basically similar to Pixieboot. It works in your infrastructure. And we try to follow as close to the same workflow as possible that's available in SCCM to deploy the images. We just have a couple different steps that I'll show you. And we actually have we create our own bootloader, if you will, that I'll show you that basically gets the process started. That was actually quite a bit of work. It took us longer than we wanted to, but very key in order to be able to do the images. Version 4.0 was just released towards the end of July this year. And what we added was the ability of supporting task sequencing steps or task sequences. So before version 4.0, we only supported a monolithic image or a fat image, and you had to have everything there. And after you deploy the image, you either had to do a lot of scripting or you had to manually touch the Macs to get them up on the network and set them up. Now you can actually deploy the image. You could install our client, get them enrolled into SCCM. I guess before that, you can set the host name. You could automate that or make it a manual step during the task sequencing process. Join them to Active Directory. You can deploy certain applications or packages based on certain conditions. So you may have a collection of Macs that need whatever condition they need Chrome versus other Macs do not need it. So you can set that up in a way that it's automated. So you can actually now have a thin image that you maintain. That's a lot easier than having what we call the monolithic image. So the way the OSD works, you have to create a boot and a restore image. And we have in our administrative guide, we explain all the details. But basically, on a Mac, you download, for each one of the images, we have two small DMG packages that you download into them. And then you run a pseudo script that we provide you, and that captures the image for you. We're looking for ways to have it even more automated, but it's pretty straightforward. You do that both for the boot image and the restore image, which is the restore image is that thin image or gold standard, if you will, for the Macs. Once you have those images created, they're Apple images, so the netboot image or .nbi files. SCCM has no idea what that is, right? They don't understand .nbi. What we do in this process is we convert them or put a thin layer around it so that they become a WIM file. And so SCCM can actually say, oh yeah, this is an image file. Once you have the image registered into SCCM, then you can set up your task sequencing step. Obviously, first thing is to apply the image. So you go point to that restore image that you created. You could set variables if you need to, the host name, journey to domain, et cetera. So just the GUI that we created for task sequence is very similar to the way the PC imaging is. Obviously, not as many options, but we'll continue to improve it. But right now, we went with the most important steps that our customers were telling us they wanted. You could, once you have the task sequencing set up, you could deploy it to all the unknown Macs in your network. And any of those unknown Macs, whenever they get restarted with the Option key held down, this is the bootloader that we created. The first login, just using Active Directory credentials, they log in. You could have more than one task sequence available. Just go ahead and select that. If the Mac has more than one drive, you can select which drive you want to install it in. And the one item, I guess, that you'll see it on the demo. It's actually setting the host name. If you have it as a manual step, it'll show up here where you double click and enter the host name. And then the task sequence gets executed. It'll restart by itself one time during the process, and it'll come back on. If one of the steps is to install our agent and have it automatically enrolled into SCCM, a few minutes later, you'll see them in your console after the task sequencing has been executed. Something else you can do with our plugin, this is where, so Desktop for Mac Business Edition that I mentioned earlier, and I'll talk about it a little bit after the PMM demo, it's a completely separate software, obviously, right? On Windows and a Mac, you don't need one or the together with the other one. They're completely separate. However, if you have a need to run Windows and a Mac and you're using our Business Edition, then we give you some management functionality through SCCM. So you could change the application settings for Perl's Desktop Business Edition or the VM settings. So if you need to change the resources of a VM and increase the RAM for a whole collection of Macs, you could set it up as a configuration profile, add that to the create a baseline at the configuration item, deploy it to a collection of Macs. Next time the user restarts Perl's Desktop application or that VM will have the new settings set up. So it's just another way to more easily manage Desktop for Mac Business Edition or the VMs. I kind of went through, as I was talking about the different functionality, of what's different between SCCM natively and Parallels. How many of you guys have worked with native Mac management via SCCM? Jason and Kent, that's it? Okay, well, the rest of you are very lucky that you didn't have to do that. At least what we hear, the feedback we get from users, it's a little bit complicated to install and get it up and running, mainly because you have to have a PKI certificate infrastructure. And it's not that it's super hard, but it's just a little painful. We support PKI infrastructure, but we don't require it. So either or, it's okay. And second of all, after you go through the setup and you have it working, it's very limited, right? So as you can see, you cannot do automated enrollment of the Macs. You do get your hardware and software inventory, that's great. But when it comes to, I talked about the configuration profiles. It's the whole plist location and data type, data value. You need to know all that. We make it a lot easier to deploy that. Also, the fact that we can do deployment through packages and the self-service app portal, OS X imaging. The one thing I haven't talked about yet is the ability of remotely accessing a Mac via your SCCM console, either through a VNC viewer, similar to RDP, or through a SSH connection. Still have root-level access to the Mac. And like I mentioned, it works without PKI. We support it, but we don't require it. So I don't see anybody with any popcorn or anything, but I do have a short 3-minute video for you guys. This is Griffith University. They are based in Australia. And as you can see, they're a very well-known university in the world, top 5 universities worldwide. And they've been a customer of our Perl's Mac Management for some time now. And let me make sure that you guys can see this. Give me 1 second.
Griffith University, located in the southern side of Brisbane, has got 5 campuses spread from the city, where our South Bank campus is, all the way down to the Gold Coast. Our Gold Coast campus is now our primary largest campus, and we continue to grow now past 40,000 students. The university has gone through a long and troubled time trying to decide on what is the best way to manage our desktop fleet.
The challenges we faced with the Macs was the fact that we didn't have a one-piece solution to actually manage the Macs.
For Windows, we had SCCM 2012 R2, and for the Macs, we were using Deploy Studio and Apple Remote Desktops.
The primary issue that we found with Macintoshes was that we could not get a consistent rollout to volumes of devices in one instance. So when trying to install and configure, say, 30 or 40 devices, you would get success on 10 or 15 and then have to rerun and rerun and rerun until you got all of them. We'd also need a lot of staff on sites to go and check the device and see what had happened and see why it had happened. With the migration to Parallels, we've had an incredibly improved success rate where we've reduced our on-site staff interaction almost to zero.
So Griffith looked at all the players in the market when it came to our fleet management choices. The reason we chose Parallels over all of the competitors was that it uses essentially SCCM as its base. So we were able to reuse all the skills that we'd already developed for SCCM for managing Macs, which is great when you've got a room of 11 SCCM experts and only 2 of those people have any real knowledge about how Macs work.
Most of my career I've been anti-Mac, and that's been over 20 years. Since we've started using Parallels, I have found that the Macs are much easier to manage, and I've create some pretty nifty scripts, and I've been quite enjoying the process.
The thing that we particularly valued from Parallels was their engagement with us was one of willingness to develop in the direction we wanted the product to go.
We have a very good relationship with the development staff, and very easy to contact and very easy to talk through issues, and they're very fast with our patches.
The highlight for us dealing with Parallels has been their responsiveness to our suggestions for improvements, and the fact that they would allow us to engage with them as beta test clients, basically. They would give us early release product, we would test it, feed it back to them, and make suggestions for developments and changes. That's the absolute highlight of dealing with Parallels.
We're finding Parallels to be about as rounded a product as we need to support all the Macs at the universities.
So as you could imagine, with our solutions, we follow the Mac hardware, right? So whoever's purchasing Macs, we Hi-Ed obviously has been using Macs forever and ever, and certainly our biggest vertical. However, our Mac management plugin, it goes across pretty much every vertical: manufacturing, government, enterprise, everything pretty much. Whoever has larger deployments of Macs that are leveraging SCCM. Let's see if we get back here. All right. Bonus. So, and I already forgot his name, but he actually said it at the best in the video. Obviously, it's the whole fact that you leverage your entire infrastructure you already have, not just from a hardware perspective, from a people perspective, the expertise you already have in SCCM, and the fact that you don't have to have a whole separate infrastructure to manage your Macs. That's the idea, right? So leverage everything that you already spent so much money on, and use that to manage the Macs through the same console, same expertise, same hardware, et cetera. So I talk a lot about the product already, but I'll walk you through a quick demo. And then after that, we'll talk about the Desktop for Mac Business Edition. And let's see if the demo gods are with me today. See how everything works. So I'm running, as you can see from my computer, I'm running everything on a MacBook Pro using our Parallels Desktop for Mac Business Edition. I'm running System Center 2012 R2. And right here is the first place you can see our name, our logo, and brand. So like I mentioned, you can do the network discovery. And you can specify how aggressive you wanna scan your network. You can be from paranoid to insane. So up to you how crazy you want to get. I talked about the boundaries. We will have Active Directory discovery in the next version scheduled for late this year. You set up a schedule. When, how long, and how often you want to scan. Here's where you can set up the accounts, administrative accounts. If they're bound to AD, you can just put an administrative account from Active Directory. Some companies, even if they're not bound to Active Directory, they'll have an IT service account that has administrative rights. They'll put that here. And that's when the Macs are discovered, they'll use those accounts to install the agent and automatically enroll them into SCCM. If for some reason you can't do it automatically or you have a few that they couldn't get enrolled, we do provide a URL to our DMG package. It's about 28 megs. This can be downloaded directly from the Mac or downloaded, put into a drive, and it's just like any other DMG installation. At the end of the installation process, a small enrollment window will open up where they, with Active Directory credentials, even if they're not bound to AD, you just log in real quick, and that's what gets them enrolled into SCCM. I mentioned that by default, we create these all Mac OS X systems. When we do the scan of the network, here's where we place all the Macs that we find. If we were able to install the client, they'll show up as active with their name. Otherwise, it's just IP addresses. And here's where you can start leveraging things that are native in SCCM. So Resource Explorer, for example, you got all the hardware and software inventory information, so all the applications that are installed on the Mac, publisher, version numbers. One extra thing we do that native Mac management doesn't do in SCCM is we ping the AppleCare server to find out the warranty information, and we place that into SCCM data. So like I said, all this data is in the same place as the piece information. You can do whatever you want with it from a reporting, et cetera. Here's our configuration items. Here's our logo again and our name. Here's the GUI that I mentioned that has some of the different payloads, like the network, for example. You can set up Wi-Fi. You could also set up Ethernet, deploy certificates. You could set up the exchange accounts, a passcode compliance. So, you know, how long you want the passcodes to be, how many complex characters, how long you want them to change it. And like I mentioned, once you have this set up as a configuration item, the rest of the workflow is native. You see here, create configuration baseline, our logo is not here or our name, so it's just native. So you just create a baseline, add a configuration item, deploy it to a collection of Macs. I mentioned file vault encryption. Here's where you set that up. Either if you choose institutional certificate, so one key for all Macs, you create that on a Mac, download the certificate, if you will, becomes a file that you just browse to it here. If you do personal key, once you deploy that configuration item to the Macs, we encrypt it. Users can postpone it. And eventually, it's going to have to be encrypted. But obviously, they can postpone it in case they're in the middle of something because it does require a restart. And once it gets encrypted, we capture that personal recovery key. And then through SCCM, we have a menu item where you can go in and either with the serial number or the hardware ID, you can recover that file vault key. Or you can go directly to a device that you need to recover the key for, go to properties, and we have a tab for file vault encryption. This will not return a key because it's a demo VM that is not encrypted. While I'm here, I'll show you real quick just what the GUI looks like. Here's the desktop application settings GUI. So you have a new master key. You can set it up here. You want to change the way the password requirements are on the Perils Desktop Business Edition, the way they're set up. You want to change the network settings from host only to share, whatever it is that you want to change on the settings here for the desktop application or for the VM. So here's where you can change the RAM or the number of CPUs, just anything you want to change. What happens at startup, at shutdown? You can just change any of those on any of these settings as a configuration item, and then deploy it through a baseline to a collection of Macs. If there's a payload that we don't have from a configuration profile or GPO perspective, you can go to an OS X server, like I mentioned, profile editor, and you basically export that profile as a, it becomes a mobile config file, .mobile config, and then you just browse to that file and bring it in here. And then, so basically, through a very easy to use GUI, either at OS X server or through ours, you can just set up any, change any settings that you need. I won't go too much into software deployment, but I mentioned application deployment model. This is where you need to have do the conversion using the Microsoft CMAP utility process, or you can use the packages. I'll show you real quick the create package, native functionality. So you can see that it wasn't our logo or anything like that. Let me just browse here real quick to... The files are not here anymore. So I'm pretty sure, let me see if I can get through to the next step. Okay. What I wanted to show you, this command line here, that's the only difference. Normally, you would browse to the installer file if it's a PC package package you're deploying to a PC. In this command line, it's a script. If it's some Apple applications, you just install them. Other ones, you have to drag and drop into the applications folder. If you deploy our Desktop for Mac Business Edition through SCCM using our plugin, we do have a set of post-flight instructions to set up the VMs, et cetera, and the application. So our command line is a little bit longer. If you're deploying Office or Mac, that's multiple applications inside of one. So there's different syntax for the command line. Like I said, we have a KB article that tells you how to write the command lines, or we can help you with that if needed. From an OS X deployment, so here you do see an OS X image. So you create using our process on a Mac, you create the boot image and the restore image. And basically, you just have to be able to browse to that image through your SCCM console. So you need to save it somewhere that it's accessible. And you tell us where you want us to place that converted file, that it's a WIM image. You do that with both the boot and the restore. And then you just create your test sequence. And here's where edit test sequence for Macs. And you can do the setting the host name, joining to a domain, applying the image, installing software. The way the install software works is actually through packages. So that package could actually be a shell script. So if you wanted to run a script after the image is deployed, you can set it up as a test sequence step instead of having to script it later on. So that's pretty much what the plugin does today. If you have any questions or if you want to actually get into a more detailed demo, we'll be here until whenever the show closes. So switching gears a little bit. Any questions about the plugin? Actually, I'll ask questions right now. See if anybody has anybody brave enough to ask a question. No? All right. So I mentioned if you've heard of Parallels, usually it's virtualizing Macs and running Windows on a Mac. That's what most people know us for. We do have a business edition. And really what the business edition, it's all about, the actual software is the same. So from an user perspective, depending on how you set it up, they may not even know that they're using the business edition. It's just Windows on a Mac, and they're able to do whatever they need to do on their Macs. But it's really more about more control to the IT administrators. So we make the process a lot easier to buy it, for example. So we have a unified activation key. So if you need 50 installations, it's one key for 50. We give you a web-based licensing management portal where you can manage your licenses, know how many are installed, et cetera. I'll show you a screenshot of that here in a second. And then you can do things like lock down the settings of the VM. So even if there are administrators on their Mac, you can lock it down so that they can't make any changes. So a lot of times, you know, some users are very smart, and that's fine, and they can handle their own. A lot of them just start breaking it, right? Oh, let me create a new VM. Oh, let me change the RAM. Oh, let me do this. And before you know it, that's a trouble ticket, and you have to go help them out. So you can lock everything down. You can do the mass deployment. I'll show you how that package works here in a second. The business edition is sold as a subscription. So all the updates are included. 24/7 priority support is included. Anytime a new version's out, it's the key that the users have, it's already compliant with the next version, so they can download it right away if they want. So anytime you have more than a few, I mean, for every company, it's a little bit different. Some companies, you know, we've learned that it's usually 5 to 10% of your total computers when they're max. That's when the business edition starts making a lot of sense because they don't want to touch it manually. So for some companies, that's 10. For others, that's 1,000. So it really varies or more. But what we do is we provide this auto-deploy package that has some components to it. And what you do, you set it up in a way where you have our DMG or our Parallels application as part of the package. You can actually also deploy a virtual machine during the mass deployment installation. So you can set up a VM exactly how you want it and bring it here. And then we have this deploy.cfg file that basically, it's a way to set up the application and the VM. It gives you a lot of flexibility. That's where you would put your master key code. So it gets activated automatically. You don't have to, oh, it's deployed, now it needs to get activated. It's done. You can set up how the networking of the VM is going to work. You could set up the help support. So, for example, when they go to help and request support, it actually comes to you. You can change the text to say, call your IT department instead of coming to us, because you may want to, you don't want the users calling us directly. So it gives you a lot of flexibility on setting up the VMs and the application when you actually deploy it. Once you deploy it, obviously, the Perl's desktop application will show up as an application, and then depending on the VM that you create, you'll have that deployed as well. We should probably get a Windows 10 VM up there soon, huh? That would be nice. I talked about lockdown and really giving control to IT. Couple things. With the business edition, you can actually encrypt your VM. That's not available with the standard edition. You could also set up expiration dates. So you have a temporary worker, or you want to give somebody a VM for a week, a month, a year, whatever it is, you can set up the expiration date and have that VM expire. So you don't care if they come back to you before they leave and they're done with their assignment, the VM is going to stop working. And that restrict editing is where you basically, that GUI that has all the settings for a VM, you can enter a separate password, separate from anything on the keychain, so that they can't even open this GUI and they can't change anything. The other thing here is from a software update, you can create your own software update, so you bring them into your environment, you test it out, it's compliant with everything else, and then you can deploy it to all the users. This licensing portal is fairly, we deployed it earlier this year. We've had customers asking for a long time. So with the business edition, you actually can move the license from one computer to another one. That's not very easy to do with the standard edition. Before, you had to either do a script before the computer was taken off commission. As long as it was connected to the internet, you could run a script and it basically would deactivate the license and then use it on our computer. Or you could call us, send us an email, say, hey, can you deactivate these machines? And we could do that for you. Now you can do it yourself if you want. We'll do it for you if you want us to. But you can, on your own, go to our licensing portal and see 50 licenses, 3 are used. That's cut off right there. But it shows you how many you've installed. It shows you what computers have Perl's installed. And you can reclaim it. You could blacklist computers if you don't want Perl's to be deployed at all in some computers. So that way you can deactivate and repurpose that license key code. So that's pretty much what I have from a presentation standpoint. Since we did a demo for you guys, you already had to suffer through that. If you stop by our booth, we're giving away an iPad Air too. So, and I think we have a handful of business cards so far, so your chances of winning are very good. But you do need to stop by the booth, or maybe give me the business card before you go, and that would be okay too. Nikolai Grandi is here with us. He is based out of our Munich office, and he handles the Central Europe region. If you're not in the Central Europe region, but you want someone from Perl's to do a follow-up, we do have a team that handles the Northern Europe region and the Southern Europe region, and or the Americas. I can help you with that. Otherwise, this is the team. Everybody in the European team will get a phone call or an email. That's their contact information. Questions. There's got to be at least one or two questions. Jason, yes.
So I know the discovery.
Yes.
Have you had folks complain about that scanning the network?
You know, I think initially we heard a little bit of rumblings, but the reality is that our customers are using it, and because you can really control how aggressive it scans your network, some of the network administrators will give you a little bit of grief, but hey, it's either that or you don't want me to scan the network, I'll have to do it manually. So at some point you have to be intrusive and you have to get on the network. But we really haven't had many customers complain that it's Nmap versus something else.
You guys are embedding Nmap into
yes.
the installation also.
Yes. I would assume so. I could find out for sure, but yeah. Yep. All right. One brave soul. Who else? Does this make sense? Is it, I mean, like I mentioned at the beginning, for the right scenario, it's when you think about either if you have Macs in your environment and it's not a lot of them, but they're starting to grow, or you're considering adding Macs, and you already have SCCM, you know, basically when we talk to clients, it's like, this makes total sense because I don't have to learn other tools. And there's other tools out there in the market that are excellent, the best tools to manage Macs, but it's a whole separate infrastructure, right? And then you have to get certified and you have to buy new hardware and you have to learn how to use it and et cetera, which is great. But depending on what you're trying to do with your Macs, if the functionality we have in our plugin today meets those requirements, then why invest in a whole separate tool? Right. Yes.
Yes.
So it's up to you what distribution points you choose. It's just like deploying PC software. So you can choose whatever distribution points you want to make the software available at, and then it goes through the, same infrastructure you have for PCs.
Yeah, but it goes through HTTP, and there is no bits for sure.
So
I don't know Mac, but
well, but we follow the native deployment. Once you set up the software at the beginning, the actual deployment of the software is just like if it was for a PC. It happens to be deployed to a Mac, but it's going to go through your network. However you have it set up, it's going to go through your, whatever distribution points you choose. So the bandwidth that it takes is just like if you were deploying. It depends how big the application is and how far it's going, et cetera. But it should be similar to whatever, you know, hit you get on the network if you were deploying it to a PC. Excellent. Anything else? All right. I can give you guys 12 minutes back of your life, and you can thank me for it. And like I said, if you have business card, you want to be part of drawing, bring them up. All right, guys. Thank you.